Hello and welcome to the third ever episode of the Fluid Romantics podcast. My name is Chelsea and I will be your host. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk about the four horsemen of relationships. Ooh, scary horsemen. Sorry, I always just think of like a horror movie whenever I think of the four horsemen. I don't know why that is, but I do. So the four horsemen of relationships is a term coined by a psychologist called Dr. John Gottman, Dr. John Gottman. And this dude is like famously known for predicting like when couples will separate with like a 90% accuracy. I thought that was crazy. Like, that's such a high number to be so accurate about. But obviously this dude like talked to thousands of couples, and he kind of reveals these four characteristics that significantly predict a separation. So what are the four horsemen? They are criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. And I know I'm guilty of like all of these things in past relationships, probably in my present relationship. Like, I don't think all of the time, but we're all human, right? We all feel these feelings and it's normal, but we need to kind of be more aware of when they're happening and what we can kind of, what we can do to avoid them happening or to help them not go like full extreme mode, if that makes sense. I hope it does. So the first one we're going to talk about is criticism. And you know, what is criticism, right? It's like having a disapproval of someone or something on the basis of perceived faults or mistakes. It's not exactly constructive, it's just negative judgments towards somebody, putting someone down and making an absolute judgment. Criticism kind of comes in terms of like using never and always statements. So an example of this would be, you never come to family events with me, you're always so selfish. And instead of saying things like that, you could use an I statement and say something like, I feel upset when you don't make an effort with my family. It feels like you don't value my connection with them, or something like that. So criticism can kind of lead to some of the more destructive horsemen over time, like contempt and defensiveness and stonewalling. But what can you do when you feel yourself being criticized by your partner, or if you feel yourself kind of criticizing your partner unfairly? Obviously, there's nothing wrong with voicing concerns or complaints in a relationship. You should be able to do that with somebody. But you need to kind of focus more on your own feelings than like attacking your partner. So as I said before, using I statements, like, I feel lonely when you come home for dinner late, instead of saying you're never home for dinner on time, you're so selfish, you know, things like that. I feel neglected when you make plans without me, rather than you're always so inconsiderate of my feelings. So that's what criticism is, and that's kind of what you can do to maybe bring awareness to the situation and try and calm it down a little bit. So what comes after criticism? It's usually contempt. And this can often, like, this involves treating your partner with like disrespect, disgust, ridiculing your partner. Contempt kind of grows over time when you focus on the qualities that you don't like about your partner. These can obviously build up in your mind and make you feel more contempt for somebody. Weirdly enough, this actually, research suggests that people in a contemptuous relationship, you're actually likely to become physically ill from all that hatred that you're carrying around inside you. Sorry, I just had a complete brain freeze there. when you feel contempt towards your partner, it's kind of usually, you know, you're putting your partner down with insults, cruel sarcasm, ridiculing them. It's kind of like trying to make yourself feel like you feel more superior than your partner for some reason. And so when this happens, what can you do? We recommend not keeping score of all the mistakes and the flaws that your partner has. That's just going to add to the problem, really. It might even be helpful to write down things that you really appreciate about your partner. So if you do kind of find yourself slipping into a contemptuous state, you can kind of review about why you're actually with your partner. What do they actually do for you that makes you feel good and makes you feel loved? That's probably the biggest way you can kind of stop that whole contemptuous thing from happening. Next, number three is defensiveness. Oh, this is one of my favorite ones because I'm so guilty of this. This obviously happens when you feel like criticized or attacked. And unfortunately, it kind of involves like making excuses for your behavior and you just avoid taking responsibility for what you've done. You can also kind of like deflect blame on your partner. For instance, let's say you say something really mean to your partner and you say, I only said that because you did this, or because you said this to me 3 weeks ago and that's why I said this now. Obviously people make mistakes, but that doesn't free you from your own responsibility or from taking accountability from the things that you could have done differently. And unfortunately, the problem with defensiveness is that it communicates to your partner that you're not listening. You're not, you know, you're not actually hearing their feelings and why they're feeling the way they're feeling. You're just straight on the bandwagon being like, nope, I'm not doing this. I did that because you did that, and this is all your fault. So what can you do? Obviously, taking time to hear what your partner is actually saying, and taking responsibility, you know, be accountable for your feckin' actions, man, or for your words. An apology can go a long, long way when you've hurt someone's feelings. It can go a long way. So the last of the four horsemen is stonewalling. Also something I've been personally guilty of. This obviously involves, so stonewalling, it can involve many things. What I would do is kind of give silent treatment. I'm trying to get away from this, obviously, by communicating openly. And this podcast has helped me kind of come to terms with my own faults in terms of relationships and friendships and any kind of relationship, really. But, yeah, stonewalling kind of, it's basically putting up like a metaphorical wall or barrier between you and your partner. So it can involve like shutting down, physically or emotionally distancing yourself from your partner, withdrawing from a situation. What I would famously do would be, you know, if something bothered me, I wouldn't communicate it. I would just become really, really quiet. And if someone asked me, are you okay? What's wrong? I would say, yeah, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. But I would say it in such a way where I would let them know that there definitely is something wrong, but I'm just not telling you what it is. And I mean, that's not good, right? Like, it's so destructive to relationships because it kind of makes you, like, your partner feel abandoned, rejected, like you don't want to talk to them. They know they've probably done something wrong, but they don't know what it is. So it's like walking on eggshells around someone. What can you do, right? So obviously, stonewalling can happen if you're overwhelmed, right? So sometimes you just need to take time out, take some feckin' deep breaths, man, collect your thoughts, and let your partner know that, listen, I'm not ready to talk about what's wrong with me right now. I just need some time. We will talk eventually. Like, that is so much healthier than just being like, yeah, I'm fine, until, you know, it blows over or whatever. So I made a little list of things to kind of what you can do when you notice any of these four horsemen popping their ugly heads up in your relationships. The first one would be to raise awareness to your partner about what's going on. Obviously, it's so important to stay open in a relationship and be more willing to notice your unloving behaviors towards your partner, and also notice your partner's unloving behaviors towards you. Communicate. If you notice someone, for instance, if your partner starts criticizing you, like, we'll use the example I used earlier, you never come to family events with me, you're always so selfish. Instead of saying that, obviously I give you the other example of saying, I don't feel like you value my connection with my family or whatever I said, communicating that when the issue actually arises, like, it's so important. It'll stop criticism leaking into contempt, basically. The next thing is practice actually listening. Like, listening is such an important skill in pretty much all aspects of your life, but especially relationships. You know, using I statements, not interrupting someone when they're speaking. I know it can be so hard if someone is telling you how they're feeling and you don't agree with them, or you want to get in there and be like, I didn't do that, or I only did this because if you did that. Don't do it. Just let them speak. Let them speak their piece, and then you can speak your piece and actually listen to what they're saying. Make eye contact with them so they feel like they've been heard, and ask questions. If you don't know what they mean by what they're saying, ask them what they mean. Not in a bad way, but like, what do you mean by that? But like, I'm sorry, can you explain that a bit more so that I understand it more? Yeah, take care of yourself. You know, like, the last one is, we tend to get overwhelmed in life, and for some reason we take all this kind of stuff out on people closest to us. So take breaks, you know, meditate, exercise, journal, practice deep breathing, man. These things will help you be more in the moment when these things pop up. So you can kind of, instead of going on the attack or the defense straight away, you can really think about why these issues are happening and what you and your partner can do to actively move past them in a healthy manner. The last thing is, remember gratitude. Just be grateful for things. It really does help. Be thankful for your partner. It's so easy to take loved ones for granted. But if you like regularly express your appreciation and your gratitude for somebody, you're like investing in the emotional bank, like that you both have an account in, if that makes sense. I hope that metaphor made sense. But yeah, this, like, by doing that, you basically, you keep the negative interactions at bay and you foster a stronger, healthier bond, because no one feels like they can't talk about their feelings because someone will go on the defense or somebody will so stonewall them. They know that if they talk about something that's bothering them, you are going to actively listen to them. You're going to understand their needs and not be straight jumping down their throat about things. Use I statements, make eye contact, ask clarifying questions, do you know? But yeah. That's all the time I have for you today, guys, about the four horsemen of relationships. I hope you like this podcast. If you're interested in reading more about them in detail, if my sorry for the background noise there, if my definitions or explanations weren't good enough for you, I understand. I'll link a couple of articles in the description if you guys are interested. I'll also actually link some things I found on John Gottman, because he's a pretty interesting psychologist. But yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys, and tune in. Hopefully the next podcast won't be as long as this one. Woo! Thank you. Goodbye.